We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Crimson Tide Rewind.
He runs to the 10. He's running to the 5. He is to the goal line. He is in. Touchdown, Alabama!
Live from the brand new Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills. Welcome to Crimson Tide Rewind, presented by AT&T. More for your thing, that's our thing. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. And by Bud Light. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. Crimson Tide Rewind is also brought to you by Dreamland Barbecue. Ain't nothing like them nowhere. And a proud supporter of the Crimson Tide. And by Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Now live, this is Crimson Tide Rewind.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills, Alabama. I'm Eli Gold. Corey Reamer is alongside. Our engineer here at Baumhauer's is Todd Robbins. Glad you're with us for this evening's edition of Rewind after Alabama's 47-28 win over the Aggies of Texas A&M. Bama now 6-0 on the year, 3-0 in the conference, getting set to meet the Tennessee Volunteers on Saturday. The Vols come in with a record of 2-4. They are 1-2 in SEC play. Corey Reamer, the first possession by Texas A&M on Saturday gave folks a little moment to think, but otherwise everything settled down and went according to Hoyle.
Yeah, it eventually did, but you definitely don't want to see a 14-play drive right out the gate from an Alabama defensive standpoint. Letting those guys get any kind of momentum is the last thing you want to see as a visiting team in a hostile environment. Letting these guys find some rhythm and get a little momentum behind them. That's definitely what you don't want to see, but they settled in and figured it out and got some stops later on in the game and ended up coming away with a big win.
We've got lots to talk about. We've got highlights from Saturday's game. We'll be hearing from Jalen Waddle. We'll hear from Terrell Lewis. We'll also get caught up on goings-on with Anfernee Jennings. All of that coming up, and of course we'll preview everything that's going to go on this Saturday as the Tide is home for a night game.
Week. Yeah, it's Vol week, baby.
It's Vol week, indeed it is, and we'll talk all about that as our show continues. If you'd like to be part of the program, feel free to give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. It is a toll-free number, 877-202-BAMA. 877-202-BAMA, as Crimson Tide Rewind, presented by AT&T and Bud Light, is on the air. If you'd like to stay up to date with the latest on the Crimson Tide, you know you can do so by tuning into Tide TV this week. It's presented by Renaissance Bank. Check your local listings for the airtimes in your area. And don't forget, folks, that Tide TV this week is also available online and on demand at RollTide.com. Stay tuned. More of Crimson Tide Rewind. We are live from the beautiful new Baumhauer's Victory Grill. It's on Highway 31. That's Montgomery Highway here in Vestavia Hills. A great location. Come and join us as we continue on this evening's program. You're listening to the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Tide fans. It's time to watch the Alabama Crimson Tide roll. Whether you watch from home, at your tailgate, or in the stadium, you can enjoy the great taste of Ziegler Jumbo Franks, the official hot dog of the Crimson Tide. Alabama is a tradition of winning, and Ziegler has a tradition of great taste. Enjoy your Ziegler Jumbo Franks at home, at the tailgate, and now at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Ziegler Meats, a tradition of great taste for over 90 years. Pick them up at your local supermarket.
Hi, I'm Micah Andrews, CEO at The Foundry Ministries, and I'd like to tell you about how we give hope by restoring the life of the addict. When someone enters our recovery program, we give them the tools to successfully overcome addiction. They learn to work, develop healthy relationships, and build habits that last a lifetime. Support a winning team. Enter to win a pair of tickets to Alabama versus LSU November 9th. To enter, text WIN to 56512. Text WIN to 56512.
Payless Drugs, a local family-owned business with four locations serving the Birmingham metro area, provides fans with everything they need from prescriptions, over-the-counter needs, nutrient depletion supplements, and now offering CBD oils. Payless Drugs makes it easy to transfer prescriptions. Just give us a call and we'll handle the rest, even offering delivery in select areas. Spend less time in line at Payless Drugs. Call us with your needs and we'll notify you when it's ready. Visit MyNewPharmacy.com today to make life easier with Payless Drugs.
All Season Sports Travel is your official travel partner for traveling with the Tide. Due to the great response from the Bama Nation, All Season Sports Travel is now sold out of all football regular season packages. However, remember to keep All Season Sports Travel in mind when planning your Alabama football postseason travel. These are always great destinations with first-class accommodations. Online at allseasonsportstravel.com. That's allseasonsportstravel.com. Roll Tide with All Season Sports Travel.
Bama fans aren't here for second best. That's why only ballpark buns are worthy to Roll Tide, bringing an onslaught of flavor and a stampede of freshness. Ballpark buns taste like victory. Here there are no penalties for piling on. Our buns can take it. Dominate the tailgate, bring it at the barbecue, or be the picnic powerhouse. With ballpark buns, you are a force to be reckoned with. Get your buns in the game at ballparkbuns.com.
The snap with 1 second. He quickly unloads near side. Waddle gets outside. Down the near sideline. First down 20. Inside a defender. 10. 5. Touchdown, Alabama. Tua to Jalen Waddle. A beauty. And Alabama goes 31 yards on a third down play to draw to within one of the Aggies. They eventually tie it with the extra point. That was a 10-play, 73-yard drive in 4 minutes and 16 seconds that tied the ball game at 7 apiece. And speaking of Jalen Waddle, you know, as well as he did catching the ball, how about his special teams performance? I mean, nobody was content to field the ball and take it wherever it fell, to take the touchbacks, whatever. Bama was so aggressive on special teams, and it earned Jalen Waddle the SEC Special Teams Player of the Week.
Man, it was great to see the emergence of him, not just on offense, but on special teams. And I think the main thing that we saw was we got one of the top returners in the country in Jalen Waddle going against a former Ray guy punter. Mm. And who's what are they going to do? Are they going to do like everybody else usually does to us and just try to directional kick, get it out of bounds, don't give him a chance to return any punts? No, they wanted to challenge him, kick it deep and see what he could do. And he made him pay and flipped the field a bunch, and it was great. Great momentum for our offense, and he did a phenomenal job. And then as well, getting involved on the offensive game plan as well.
Of course, it was great for him. He's from Episcopal High School in Houston, Texas, just about 90 miles down the road from College Station. But if you didn't see or hear the story, he had 128 yards on four punt returns. That was the third most in Crimson Tide single-game history. If you don't have your abacus handy, he averaged 32 yards per return. He had a 43-yarder against the Aggies, and now he's averaging right at 18 yards per return for his career. And that is currently at the top of the Alabama career punt return list.
And so, you think about all the guys we've had that have been great, phenomenal. Javier Arenas is the a little bit further back.
David Palmer,
the Deuce. The Deuce is loose.
Yeah.
You know, it's that's some pretty good company to be in with Jalen Waddle. We're glad he's back. He's a dynamic guy. He's just got so much speed, and he can accelerate just like all those wide receivers can.
Yeah.
And Henry Ruggs did the same thing on kick returns. Did a great job of getting us great field position on the few kick returns that we did have.
And that's part of the thing we had talked about on the broadcast, the aggressiveness of special teams. Mm-hmm. You just can't sit back and let stuff happen. Couple of news items from today, in addition to Waddle being named the SEC Special Teams Player of the Week. Alabama and Arkansas, they announced the game time. That'll be a 6 o'clock kickoff on homecoming weekend at Bryant-Denny Stadium. So it'll be another night game and a chance to again show off the brand new lights that will be unveiled really for the first time this weekend in the Tennessee game. The other story, though, this weekend was the punch that was thrown in retaliation late in the football game by Devontae Smith. He was ejected from the game, and that does not bring with it an automatic suspension. But Coach Nick Saban today elected to suspend Devontae Smith for the first half of Saturday's game against the Tennessee Volunteers. The coach basically said, anything you do brings with it consequences. And he said he just didn't use his head. And it maybe by sitting out the first half, he'll be able to think about it the next time he finds himself in a situation like that. So Devontae will be out for the first half of Saturday's game on a suspension handed out by the university itself.
Yeah, that's tough. You know, you get caught in the heat of the moment. You're playing a very physical game. It's getting late in the ball game where we're kind of getting the game in hand, and those guys are getting a little upset that they're getting beat on their home turf, and things just happen. You know, you're getting after it still. Even though it's late in the ball game, you're still wrestling around with some of those guys, and you get involved with a few aggressive blocks. And Devontae didn't make the first move, but it's always the second one, the reaction that gets the flag thrown and gets you in trouble. And then Coach Saban doing his part of handing out the suspension. And I think that's more of just setting the tone for some of these younger guys that we're having to rely on. Look, you know, it doesn't matter if you – whatever happens in the game, you got to show some poise and show some discipline and be able to contain yourself not to get yourself – because it could cost you. You know, maybe the game's tied or you never know what the situation is and something like that happens. It backs you up in bad field position when you need a score late in the game. It's not necessarily needed at this point in time, but it could happen. And I think that's what Coach Saban made this move is just to – remind these guys, like, keep your cool. You know, you're going to have a lot of these moments happen, especially against us from some of the teams we're going to be playing.
And, of course, the voice of former Crimson Tide championship-winning linebacker Corey Reamer, a native of Hoover, Alabama, joining us here at Baumhauer's newest Victory Grill on Highway 31 in Vestavia. Hey, folks, a quick reminder that the 2020 Crimson Tide Cruise is coming up in February. And folks, if you'd like, you can sign up right now for that second annual Crimson Tide Cruise going from New Orleans to both Progreso and Cozumel, Mexico. That's February 10th through the 15th. We had a wonderful time on the cruise last year. So many names to tell you. I'm not going to go through the whole list, but some of the recent additions: Rashad Johnson, the former Crimson Tide defensive back, NFL standout, and our current partner on the broadcast. Dante Hightower is going to spend some time decompressing after the Patriots season. Josh Jacobs has said he's coming. He, of course, is doing a great job with the Oakland Raiders. Many, many others. It's really a boatload of fun. So book it now before it sells out. CrimsonTideCruise.com. If you've not yet made your reservations, go online. CrimsonTideCruise.com. Some of the other awards that were handed out this past, earlier today, based on last Saturday's game. Offensive players of the game: Landon Dickerson, who made his second start of the year at center. Najee Harris, who carried the ball 20 times for 114 yards. And, of course, Tua Tagovailoa, 21 of 34 passing, 293 yards, and four more touchdowns. Those were the offensive players of the week as voted on by the Crimson Tide coaches.
Yeah, Landon did a great job. We asked him, he's not in a new role. He ended up sliding over to play center, and he did a phenomenal job. He's comfortable there, and you saw that he did he had a groove. It wasn't his first time out there. He's done a phenomenal job stepping in as a transfer from Florida State, really helping us out on the offensive line. We had some question marks, especially on the inside. So he obviously had a great game. And then, you know, Tua's, what can you say more about Tua? He keeps doing exactly. Sure. He's playing great. He's making great reads. Did have the one interception, which was the first of the season. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it was a great play by the safety. Strong safety baited him into throwing it right in the middle of the field. He knew it was coming the entire time. But other than that, he played pretty flawless. And good to see Najee Harris getting the ball on the ground, moving as much as he did. It's always great whenever you can establish some runs, especially late in the game. We're trying to kill the clock and get the game over with. But overall, great performance by our offense again.
Najee averaging 5.7 yards per carry. That'll win you some football.
Yeah, that will. That will. That's always... you know, run it twice, you get first down every two plays. If you can hand it off to him, that's the kind of stats that you like to see.
You know, the other thing we need to talk about, and we did on the broadcast Saturday, when Landon Dickerson moves to center, replacing Chris Owens, who has the knee injury, you have options now with Deontay Brown having finished his six-game suspension.
Yeah, and he's a road grader. And we talked about it a little bit last week. He's just got a different gear, a different amount of talent, especially on the inside. He's a bigger guy that takes up a lot of space, but he's nasty in there. And that's the kind of guy that you want to have giving some run blocks for some of these guys that we missed early on in the season. Couldn't really find some holes. He's really creating some lanes for some of these guys to bust through on the run game, and also giving Tua a lot more time in the pocket to get the ball out of his hands as well.
The defensive players of the week as selected by the coaches: Terrell Lewis, who really dominated off the edge against the Aggies. He had two of the five sacks for the ball club. And Xavier McKinney, who earned Player of the Week recognition once again, thanks to his six-tackle performance in College Station.
You know, the name we don't see on there is Anfernee Jennings. I think it's the first time that we haven't seen his name, but you could easily have given it to him this week because he played extremely well alongside, you know, a bookend of Terrell Lewis. Both of those guys had a phenomenal game. We had a little bit of an emergence of a pass rush, and this was a game that we really could pin our ears back and see what these guys can do, as well as Christian Barrymore up the middle. But Terrell, it's good to see him healthy. Good to see him back and being able to provide a little bit of pass rush for us. And he got after. You can tell he was a man on a mission. He was. And I bet in that linebacker meeting room, there's a little bit of he was a little bit of jealous of how much attention Anthony's getting. He's trying to make a name for himself and get his name on the award sheets for sure.
And on special teams, obviously, in addition to Jaylen Waddle, who was the SEC's special teams player of the week, Ali Kaho blocking a punt for the second consecutive game. Did it against Ole Miss, did it against Texas A&M, and obviously also Patrick Surtain, who played a key role on Bama's special teams that held the Aggies to only one kickoff return.
You know, it's Ali Kaho's. He came off the edge, and it looked like he was just barely got a shoulder, and he was so afraid to run into the kicker, he didn't even know if he could stick his hands out to block the punt. And I think even after we scored a touchdown, he was looking back to see if they were going to throw a flag on him for running into the punter. It's like, man, come on, you can you can do this when you get a little piece of the football, but it's great to see him. You know, I know he'd like to be playing some defense some more, and he's getting some more reps, but special teams is a big contributor for us, and it's a huge part of the game.
Hey, folks, make your next tailgate legendary with a bottle of Baumhauer's Legendary Hot Sauce and one of their convenient party-ready trays. Visit Baumhauer's.com/tailgate for more information. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food. If you'd like to join us, our phone lines are open now. Toll free at 877-202-BAMA. Join us and be the first caller of the night. Sponsored by Alabama 811. Remember, you can always contact 811 before you dig. To know what's below, call 811 or visit online al811.com. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Here's Judy in motion on a third down and 10. Tua has time, unloads a slant, caught. He's off to the races, Devontae Smith. There's touchdown pass, 79. Touchdown, Alabama. 47 yards, Tua to Devontae Smith. That was his 79th career touchdown pass, and that 47-yarder capped off a four-play, 57-yard drive. Only took 45 seconds as Alabama jumped out by a 14-7 score there and never looked back. Welcome back, everybody, to Bob Baumhauer's brand-new Victory Grill here on Highway 31. That's Montgomery Highway in Vestavia. Beautiful location, and there are, I can't even begin to count how many TVs there are. There's all sorts of stuff on the tube right now, so wherever you are, come on by and join us. That might be a little far to go for our first caller. Norman is on the phone in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Norman, welcome in to Crimson Tide Rewind.
Ida, Roll Tide. Yes.
Roll Tide, Norman. What's happening?
I was doing great. I was checking on two of our freshman recruits, Antonio Alfonso and Ismael Sofer from Louisiana. Are we going to see him this year? Or did I miss something and did they get hurt? Or
Anthony Alfano is not going to play. There was talk earlier in the season that he was leaving the team, and that is basically how it was left. So the defensive end rotation on that side is Justin Aboigbe, Byron Young, and then Braylon Ingram. As far as Ismael Sopcher, the kid from Amite, Louisiana, who was a four-star top 10 defensive tackle, we have not seen him. He's an outstanding player, and I don't know exactly what the plans are. One would assume a red shirt at this stage of the season, but you got DJ Dale, you have Stephon Wynn, we've seen Tavita Musika. A tough trio to break in against.
Yeah, it is, and especially for a young guy when you got to come in when there's some guys that are of that caliber in front of you. You're not going to skip over talent like that unless you are, you know, the coaching staff and the players are extremely confident in what you can do and that you know the defense. And so that's usually the roadblock that a lot of these younger guys face. They got high expectations to play immediately when they come in with no regard to who's sitting in front of them. There's a lot of five-star and four-star recruits that are in front of them when they get there. But then you got to come in and learn the playbook and earn that spot. It's not going to be given to you. So hopefully those guys will get in it this offseason and be ready to go for us next year, because you know we got some guys that are going to be jumping into the league. We can always use some new faces on that defensive front.
Norman, thank you for your call. And folks, if you'd like to join the conversation, do like Norman did. Call toll-free 877-202-BAMA. You know, another way for you to submit your questions to this show and to Thursday night's Hey Coach with Nick Saban is to go to the Nick Saban Radio Show blog on AL.com. You can submit your questions that way. And we very well could be using your question when we get together with the coach on Thursday nights. Of course, that show, Hey Coach, and the Nick Saban Show, comes your way Thursdays from another one of Bob Baumhauer's great restaurants. It's the one in Tuscaloosa. We're live on Thursday nights from 6:30 until 8 o'clock right here on these same stations. So whether it's Monday night for Crimson Tide Rewind or Thursday night for Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show, tune in. Thursday, it's from 6:30 until 8. Of course, our Monday show from 6 until 7, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill tonight here in Vestavia, Thursday in Tuscaloosa. Back in a moment, you're listening to Crimson Tide Rewind, live from the new Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Waddle goes to his right. It bounces. It gets to the right side. He'll pick it up. 45, 50. Cuts back near side. 45, 40, 35, 30. Here comes the kicker trying to get him. He'll stutter step. He'll go around and then go down at the 20-yard line. A 43-yard punt return there for Jaylen Waddle, helping him become the SEC Special Teams Player of the Week, and that led to a 16-yard Tua Tagovailoa to Najee Harris touchdown pass that made the ball game 24-10 at that time. Welcome back, everybody. Eli Gold, Corey Reamer with you from Bob Baumhauer's Victory Grill, the newest location here in Vestavia Hills, Alabama. After the ball game on Saturday, Roger Hoover was down in the locker room, and he spent some time chatting with Jaylen Waddle, talking about his outstanding game, both offensively and special teams.
Back inside the victorious Crimson Tide locker room, Roger Hoover now joined by Jaylen Waddle, and you get close to home, back to Houston, Texas, here to College Station. You score your first touchdown of the year. Just first of all, tell us about your touchdown you scored.
It was a simple play, a play we practiced a lot of times, and we had a lot of reps at. Guys did a good job of blocking, and I just basically did my job.
Had that been in your mind? You hadn't been part of this touchdown party the Crimson Tide have had so far this year?
I wasn't really thinking about it, but I did want to score just because it was back at the crib.
No doubt about it. You have a lot of friends and family here today. What did it mean to get to play in the stadium?
Definitely. I had a whole bunch of family, friends, all that type of stuff. It was just a good game overall.
Yeah, and Texas A&M gets that opening touchdown. You guys come back on offense, able to go right down the field. That had to give you more confidence going forward.
Yes, sir. It definitely did. It just gave us more motivation knowing that we had to go out there and match the intensity.
And also some success in the return game today. You had to like that?
Oh, yeah. Coach Banks did a good job of drawing up the stuff, and the punt return team did a great job of holding up. And it was just that's how plays was created.
And Henry did the same thing in kick returns.
Yeah, definitely. I was excited for Ruggs because he don't get too many kicks.
Yeah, and Alabama gets the win again against Texas A&M today. What are you guys going to take from this against Tennessee?
Just confidence, just going into the first ranked opponent. ranked opponents. We know we got a tough SEC schedule coming on for the rest of the way. So, you know, just.
Jaylen Waddle, thank you for joining us. Congratulations.
No problem.
That's Jaylen Waddle. We're continuing with the Mercedes-Benz locker room report. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Back to you.
All right, Roger Hoover, that's the replay of the interview we did on Saturday. You know, we mentioned Jaylen Waddle is from Houston, Texas, so it was huge. As he said, he had so many folks in the stands. And he did mention, you know, we should also mention that he was recruited heavily by A&M. Bama and A&M were the two finalists for his services, and obviously he came here. And he said, I've learned so much from Coach Jeff Banks, who was the special teams and tight ends coach for Alabama, who served in the same capacities at Texas A&M from 2013 through 2017.
Yeah, it might be one of the reasons why we were able to flip him. He might have had a pretty good relationship with Coach Banks when he was being recruited at Texas A&M, and that might be one of the reasons why he ended up at Alabama, but we're happy to have him. I know it was a big game for him. It's always, you try not to make a game bigger than it is, but when you're that close to home and you've been in Tuscaloosa, to get an opportunity to go back and play in front of that many friends and family like he had the opportunity to do, like he said, is a big moment for him. So it's a good time for him to get involved. I know he's been playing fourth fiddle behind all these wide receivers that we've got that have been making big plays. So for him to get in the end zone and the first one out the gate was a big, big game for him.
And, of course, goes on, as we've been saying tonight, to become the SEC Special Teams Player of the Week. Hey, folks, just a reminder for you. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration's National Prescription Drug Take Back Day is Saturday, October the 26th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. To find a collection site near you, please visit DEATakeBack.com. That's DEATakeBack.com. More coming up. We'll be hearing from Terrell Lewis. We'll take a look-see at what's going on with Anfernee Jennings. That and a whole lot more, plus your calls at 877-202-BAMA. You're listening to Crimson Tide Rewind, live from the new Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia. It's on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. You know, in today's world, companies are looking for business partners, other companies they can depend on to help make their business successful. At the Crimson Tide Sports Network, we have found that partner in Dex Imaging. So when it comes to office solutions and a partner you can depend on, give Dex Imaging a call. For more information, go to DexImaging.com. Dex Imaging, the official copier and printer provider of Alabama Athletics.
I'm Cliff Meidel, two-time Olympic athlete in the sport of sprint kayaking. In 1986, my life changed forever when I struck three buried high-voltage cables while working on an excavation site. 30,000 volts of electricity blew through my body. I'm lucky to be alive and able to walk again. Accidents like mine can be avoided with a simple call to 811.
Accidents can happen to anyone. Know what's below. Always call 811 before digging. Brought to you by Alabama 811.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Now Cabote lines up to the right side of Mond with three wides right and one left. Between the hash marks, he fakes the throw, gets taken down as he tries to run. And Freddie Jennings, not fooled that time. He hasn't been fooled much this year. Anthony Jennings, the number three tackler on the ball club, has seven tackles for loss, four sacks. He's broken up a couple of passes. He has three quarterback hurries. He has a fumble that he caused, probably drove the bus to the stadium somewhere along the way. That's our senior spotlight for Anthony Jennings, brought to you by Cigna HealthSpring. Cigna HealthSpring can find the right Medicare Advantage fit for all senior Crimson Tide fans. For more information, go online to Cigna.com. Anthony Jennings, he's one of the few seniors there, and he's not only doing it himself, he's showing the young guys how to do it.
You know, it seems like all we've been talking about and all the people that are getting most of the coverage on this Alabama defense are all the young guys and the freshmen and just the question marks surrounding those guys. And here you go. You got a senior who's battled injury throughout his career. He's been an impact player when he's been healthy. And this year he is doing no different. Hopefully he can continue to stay healthy, but doing a great job, especially against a guy like Kellen Mond. We got a mobile quarterback, which seems to be more and more of what we're going to see from an offensive standpoint in this league, guys that can move. And so when you've got that going on, you've got Terrell Lewis on one side, then Anthony Jennings that can really get after these guys. They're a huge part of this defense.
You mentioned Terrell Lewis. He had himself a nice ball game on Saturday, to say the very least. A preseason third team All-SEC, and he's living up to it. He's had on the season a dozen tackles, couple of sacks, four tackles for loss. He has broken up a pass. He has hurried the quarterback a number of times. After the game on Saturday in College Station, while Roger Hoover was down in the locker room, he spent some time chatting with Terrell Lewis.
Welcome back to the Mercedes-Benz Locker Room Report. Roger Hoover now joined by Terrell Lewis, who helped lead the way for the Crimson Tide defense today. A couple of sacks. You had to be proud. First of all, Terrell, Crimson Tide, 5 sacks today against the Aggies. Really made an impact. What were you guys doing well to get that pressure on Kellen Mond?
I think we were just consistent in making sure that we stay in our pass rush lanes and kind of just playing team defense.
What kind of threat is he? He's a guy that can really run the football. We saw him escape the pocket a few times, but when he had to stay in the pocket, it seems like you guys had the pressure you wanted.
Yeah, we kind of had to figure out a way to kind of cage him in, get the D-tackles inside to push the interior guys back, and then also, you know what I'm saying, from the edge, keep the loop basically short so that we squeeze him in and keep him in the pocket.
Yeah, what can you tell us about the job DJ Dale, Raekwon Davis are able to do in front of you guys up front?
They did a really good job just as far as, you know what I'm saying, basically us just working together and making sure that, okay, we covering all gaps and making sure the gaps that we know is our weakness, we keep them really small so he can't escape.
First drive of the game, Texas A&M's able to go down the field and score, but after that, it seems like you guys made some adjustments. What did you guys do to stop them for the rest of the first half?
A team like that, you know what I'm saying, they gained momentum like that, and our offense had our back, so we had to kind of regain momentum and just keep, you know what I'm saying, knowing that we gave everything that they got, we kind of gave them. So we wanted to make sure we made them earn everything from that point forward.
You had to be proud, too. In the second half, there were a lot of 3-and-outs. They didn't spend as much time on the field, especially in the third quarter.
Yeah, we kind of made it a point of emphasis to get off the field on third down. On the back end, the DBs and all that did a really good job covering so that we could pressure them. And I think we just played a really good team defense.
Younger guys, Christian Harris, what did you see out of him and Shane Lee today?
They did a really good job of, me personally, I think they really did a really good job of coming downhill a couple times. You know what I'm saying? You could tell that they was coming kind of with bad intentions. Even though, I think it's one play, Christian Harris might have got a TFL. They did a really good job inside as far as just playing fast and playing physical.
What was the atmosphere like today? Was this a hard place to play?
I wouldn't say it's a hard place to play. I like the big games with the crowd real loud just so you could kind of make them be quiet. I like the noise.
Well, Terrell Lewis, congratulations on the win. Thank you for joining us.
Appreciate it, big dog.
All right, that's Terrell Lewis, and this has been the Mercedes-Benz Locker Room Report. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Back to you all.
All right, Roger, thank you. Terrell, of course, a junior from Washington, D.C., and he really contributed so mightily for the Crimson Tide. Well, we've pretty much put a capper on our recap or our rewind of Saturday's game. Now we're going to spend the remainder of the show looking ahead to this coming weekend's matchup with the Tennessee Volunteers. And don't forget, folks, if you want to keep up with everything to do with Alabama, whether it's football, basketball, any sport whatsoever, why not check out the new Alabama Roll Tide mobile app? It's presented by Bancorp South. The Roll Tide app gives folks like you, loyal Bama fans, all the information you need to follow the Tide all season long. It's available at the App Store and Google Play. So download the Roll Tide mobile app now. It is, again, absolutely free. When we come back, we'll shift gears to the Tennessee Volunteers. That will follow these messages as you're listening to Crimson Tide Rewind live from the new Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
Just okay is not okay, whether it's cheerleaders or your wireless network. AT&T is America's best wireless network. Best network based on GWS 1 score September 2019.
At Alabama, it's all about hard work, commitment, and of course, championships. At Golden Flake, we focus on the simple southern goodness of flavorful snacks and champion chips. So grab your favorite bag of Golden Flake snacks, because when you tailgate with Golden Flake, you're taking part in an Alabama football tradition. So pick up your favorite Golden Flake potato chips, pork skins, cheese puffs, or our great for dipping tortillas, and let the game begin. Golden Flake, the official chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Discover something amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science. Explore a cave, crawl inside a beaver lodge, marvel at live animals, including saltwater fish, turtles, snakes, jellyfish, alligators, and more. Experience nature close up through interactive exhibits and hands-on activities. Discover why life is amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science in downtown Decatur, Alabama. For more information, visit cookmuseum.org.
Well, the Oranges really need to capitalize here if they want to win the Family Room Championship. There's the snap. Hyper Blue is going for the blitz. Here's Energetic Orange, dropping back, looks long, throws, and touchdown! SW6887 Naval with the 39-yard catch to defeat the Blues.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and bring home the color of your team spirit. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store today.
In football, a triple threat is a player who can do it all. For barbecue, Dreamland is a triple threat. You can dine in, carry out, or let us cater your next event. For the ultimate tailgating experience, nothing beats a rack of legendary Dreamland ribs with your favorite sides. If you've got a taste for winning, treat your team to Dreamland. There ain't nothing like them nowhere. A proud supporter of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Here's Alabama now with a first and 10 from the Aggie 33. Judy in motion from the far to the near side of the field. Tua stands in. Tua looks near side, wide open. Rods, he'll make the grab. He's in. Touchdown, Alabama. 33 yards, the combination there to Henry Ruggs III. Five plays, 55 yards on the drive. That made it 34-13 for the Crimson Tide. Hey, folks, the prescription for success for the Crimson Tide is presented by Payless Drugs. Payless is your locally owned family pharmacy with four locations in the Birmingham area. Payless can handle your prescriptions, over-the-counter needs, and also offers home delivery from select locations. Visit MyNewPharmacy.com to pay less. And the bottom line, as you and I have talked, Corey, the prescription for success is keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, just don't if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, there are a lot of good things that we've got going on right now. I think if you look back and you really want to get nitpicky, I think with the Texas A&M game, you saw a lot of busted coverages again. And a number of penalties again. So the mistakes are not new that we're having to correct every week when we go into a new game. It's just trying to eliminate some of those errors that we're making mentally from a coverage standpoint and from a penalty standpoint as well. Every team that we play is going to continue to watch this film and see what we don't do well. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to see more of those looks. It's not going to be a surprise whenever we get down to the grit and the teeth of this schedule when the LSUs of the world and some of these teams with some high-powered offenses are going to try to take advantage of what we don't do well, like busted coverage with some motion coming in to a three-stack wide receiver look. It's giving our linebackers some fits, and we're not handling it very well. Then you got a tight end running up the seam wide open for a touchdown against Texas A&M. So, there's a lot of things that we can continue to do well. But there's a lot of things that we can continue to clean up. But like you said, it's hard to really find something that you're really upset about with the way this team's playing so far this season.
Of course, 11 penalties for 100 yards and plus. That's one thing the coach cited on his post-game comments.
And we talked about it last week, too. It must be the environment down there. It is loud. And you heard Terrell Lewis say he loves going in and playing. Well, he plays defense. You know what the crowd does when you're on the defensive side of the ball and somebody else's territory? They're quiet so that the offense can hear. It's a whole lot easier to play defense on the road games like that. So, but, yeah, we've got – you knew it was going to be hostile. You knew it was going to be loud. It's going to cause some confusion and cause a few penalties. We've got to eliminate those mistakes for when games are getting tight down the line.
Hey, folks, tell me, do you have a taste for winning? I know we all do if we follow the Crimson Tide. Well, Dreamland Barbecue offers the triple threat: dine-in, carry-out, and catering service. Dreamland Barbecue ain't nothing like them nowhere, and a proud supporter of the Crimson Tide. Did you see earlier today where Tennessee head coach Jeremy Pruitt said that Vols quarterback Brian Maurer, who went out with the concussion, is likely going to be ready to play on Saturday?
Yeah, it's good for news for him, I think. You know, it's going to be a tough game for Coach Pruitt. I know he's you know, you saw a lot what happened in the SEC across the conference this year. Anybody can get beat, and I think Coach Saban talked about that in his press conference. So
yep,
you can't take these guys lightly, but you got two quarterbacks that have got a lot of experience on this Tennessee Vol offense, and you got to be ready for anything. But the main thing is to make sure that we get ourselves ready to play this game and don't come in here and try to lay an egg like you saw with Georgia and South Carolina and a few other games. Anybody can beat anybody anytime, so that's the biggest emphasis that we've got to have this week. Tennessee hadn't had the year that they want to have under Coach Pruitt after having a promising year last year, losing a couple games early in the season that they easily could have won, but they're still a good football team and they do things very well.
If you're not familiar with the Tennessee schedule, they lost to Georgia State 38-30 and BYU 29-26. Those are the two games that Corey was referencing. They then, as they should have, beat Tennessee Chattanooga 45-0. They then went down to Gainesville and lost to the Gators 34-3. They were home against the Georgia Bulldogs. They lost 43-14. And then this past weekend, in some of a surprise, they defeated the Mississippi State Bulldogs by a final of 20-10. So the Volunteers are 2-4 overall. They are 1-2 in SEC play. More coming up. We'll continue our chat about the Vols right after this on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want a warm place on a cool day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Averaging 49 yards, a punt, this one is blocked. This one is blocked, it is loose, picked up and walked in by Alabama at the 3-yard line. Touchdown, Alabama. Touchdown, Terrell Shavers, there to pick up the block. Great job by the Crimson Tide special teams. Ali Kaho, second week in a row that he blocked a punt, and Alabama went on, of course, to defeat Texas A&M 47-28. You know, we talk about Tua Tagovailoa having thrown his first interception of the year this past weekend. Tennessee's quarterbacks have already been picked off 8 times this year. Guarantano 4 times and Maurer 4 times.
Yeah, that's not a good recipe when you're coming into Tuscaloosa. But you know, Coach Pruitt's going to have a game plan. If there's anybody that knows the weaknesses of our defense, it's Coach Pruitt, who's, I think, one of the best X's and O's college football coaches in general, about understanding concepts and schemes. He's going to give us a tough test, but I think, that doesn't bode well for these quarterbacks, especially when we're coming off a good game of getting some good pass rush and causing a lot of pressure.
Well, folks, watch On Tap for the Crimson Tide is presented by Bud Light. As you know, Saturdays are better with a crisp Bud Light at your tailgate. Keep it crisp, Alabama, but please drink responsibly. This Saturday evening, under the brand new lights at Bryant-Denny Stadium, the Tide is home for the third Saturday in October. The matchup with the Tennessee Vols. Our coverage will begin at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday. Kickoff at 8 o'clock p.m. Saturday night. And, of course, complete coverage right here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. In 30 seconds, Corey Reamer, the key to what we'll expect to see on Saturday.
You know, like we talked about a little while ago, it's just making sure that we're prepared for this game. There's a lot of things that are similar to 10 years ago in 2009 when Tennessee rolled in. They've got a good football team. The record might not show exactly how good they are. And we had to squeeze a couple blocked field goals out to get past them. And they were they got plenty of talent. Coach Pruitt's done a great job of recruiting. So making sure that we're it's hard to say that about a team that's a rivalry, but you can't sleep on these guys. Even though they haven't played their best ball, you never know what you're going to get when they come to Tuscaloosa.
Thank you, as always, sir. We'll see you next Monday night.
Enjoy it. Yeah, absolutely. Roll Tide.
Corey Reamer joining us here on Crimson Tide Rewind. We're back to wrap it up after these messages as you're listening to Crimson Tide Rewind live from the new Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia. We're on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
I'm Cliff Meidel, two-time Olympic athlete in the sport of sprint kayaking. In 1986, my life changed forever when I struck three buried high-voltage cables while working on an excavation site. 30,000 volts of electricity blew through my body. I'm lucky to be alive and able to walk again. Accidents like mine can be avoided with a simple call to 811.
Accidents can happen to anyone. Know what's below. Always call 811 before digging. Brought to you by Alabama 811.
Want to start an argument with sports fans? Ask who should be the MVP. Everybody has an opinion. This player does this, and that player does that, and I could be persuaded either way. But when it comes to an MVP of MPG, yeah, miles per gallon, I made my choice. Chevron with Techron. Why? Well, number one, it's proven. No gasoline gets better mileage. Number two, no gasoline has more cleaning power to help keep vital engine parts clean. Unbeatable mileage, unbeatable cleaning. You can't argue with that. Chevron with Techron. Care for your car.
At Alabama, Coach Saban talks about the process. It's about doing everything the right way all the time to be successful. While at Dex Imaging, we believe in the process as well. Do the job right and take care of your customers to help them be more successful. With locations throughout the Southeast, including Mobile, Birmingham, and Tuscaloosa, put the process to work for your business. Contact the professionals at Dex Imaging. Dex Imaging, the official copier and printer provider of the Crimson Tide.
Hey, Bama fans, while you're watching the game with friends, keep your stories interesante, like Dos Equis, proud partner of the Crimson Tide Radio Network, and the beer that's scientifically proven to taste like victory. So grab Dos Equis for this weekend and keep it interesante. Roll Tide. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York, copyright 2019. Dos Equis Beer Brands.
Well, hope you enjoy tonight's edition of Crimson Tide Rewind. Another good story to tell as Alabama beat Texas A&M 47-28. Of course, coming up this weekend, it's going to be the Tide and the Tennessee Volunteers. The broadcast will begin at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Kickoff will be at 10 minutes after 8. 8:10 will be the actual kickoff time on Saturday. Hope you can join us at Bryant-Denny. But that's going to do it for tonight's Crimson Tide Rewind this week from the new Baumhauer's Victory Grill on Highway 31. That's Montgomery Highway here in Vestavia. Our engineer here at Baumhauer's has been Todd Robbins. Our studio engineer, as always, Mr. Jerry Kelly. For Corey Reamer, I'm Eli Gold. Thanking you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you Saturday and, of course, Thursday with Nick Saban's show. beginning at 6:30 from Tuscaloosa's Baumhauer Victory Grill. Good night and roll tide.
Live from the brand new Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills, Crimson Tide Rewind has been presented by AT&T. More for your thing, that's our thing. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. And by Bud Light. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. Also brought to you in part by Dreamland Barbecue. Ain't nothing like them nowhere. And a proud supporter of the Crimson Tide. And by Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.